Yo, what up, street talk, street gods, ASMR, Bitcoin, MSTR talks. Shout out. Okay. It's a beautiful morning. You're the sunshine. More dumb togs.
Phnom Penh is number one. Wow, look at this. Beautiful morning. You're the sunshine, my morning, babe. None the water.
Okay. So, I might be the first street tog that vlogs with the iPad Pro, front-facing camera, and ultra-wide.
The king's birthday? Not sure.
All right, so some thoughts. First thing is, if you are going to be happy.
Yeah, look how happy everyone is. Man, this place, paradise.
Actually, the sad thing is, shout out to one of the teachers, Seneca's teachers. One of the ideas is that, yeah, like, I mean, I study sociology forever, right? We's a social species. And we tend to like have problems when we stop that, right? And one of the critiques about life in America is that people are so isolated. Like, I was even thinking about it. It's like Seneca says this all the time too, like Vietnam versus LA, right? LA is interesting because it's actually very like densely populated, but it's also kind of like suburban and sprawling. And as a consequence, it's kind of hard to see people because No one's walking around. Like, look at everyone doing the morning walkings, right? Like, everyone be doing the morning walks, right? And, like, I'm almost starting to think that, like, walking is the existential thing. I don't know, like, to Tamir and Nassim Taleb, I wonder if actually walking is actually more important than eating, sleeping, and whatevs, right? And I almost feel like 99% of life's maladies can be cured or solved or resolved by just going on a 5-hour walk, throw your AirPods and your iPhone to the trash, zen out, take a nap, get a 90-minute massage, super hot sauna, super cold ice bath, whatever, right? To get out of your head, you gotta get out of your body, right? But anyways, so some life thoughts. Okay, so let me like think about this morning. It's like people talk about heaven and hell, this, right? And I think a lot of people kind of mistake this and take things too literally. So for example, it's my personal thought that heaven and hell are metaphors, right? And I mean, my thought too, our best friend Jesus, right? Like, I think St. Paul and other people, they kind of misconstrued his message and turned it into something else, right? And so, for example, when Jesus, kingdom of God is already within you, and in the eyes of a child, right? Like, Jesus is very wise, right? And this is actually the funny thing, is that like, how come nobody ever talks about Jesus as a philosopher? Right? Like, I don't think there's any modern person, academic, philosopher person, right, who's ever actually done a critical thought, like, okay, like, assuming there's no mysticism, right, and let us say with 100% certainty, and I'm sure it is, right, that Jesus was in fact a real life human being, right, probably more likely to have existed than Milo of Croton or Homer, right, and let us assume that everything he's saying was like metaphorical, right? So the fishes and loaves, teach a man to Bitcoin, Michael Saylor, right? It's like more about like humans helping each other, right? Like, how do you magically take loaves and bread and fishies and you multiply it? Essentially, it's like through human goodwill, right? Like, so for example, me, like, you know, as a wealthy merkin here in Cambodia, I'm like essentially living on Fifth Avenue, like life is on steroids and, you know, essentially, economically speaking, I've kind of 10x'd my income. Like, for example, in America, like $1 million can't even get you nothing anymore. It'll give you like a half decent condo in a bad neighborhood, right? Whereas if you have $10 million, now you could buy like, you know, a nice house, right? Cambodia's the same thing too, is like here, like a good salary for a young person out of university is like $250 to $500 a month, right? And then the 10x math, right, is to that person, like, let's say you're from the provinces, right, it's like $2,500 a month or $5,000 a month for like an 18, 19, 20, 21 year old. Like, that's pretty good money, right? And assuming that America did not have inflation, like, I still remember that, you know, I went to UCI as an undergrad, studied sociology, right? And my first job out of college, I made $40,000 a year, which was like pretty like decent standard at the time, right? Now, because of inflation, it's almost like the standard is like at least $70,000-$80,000 a year for even a random starter job, right? Is it like, it's just like the cost of living is implausible otherwise. And the thing that kind of is tricky and difficult in America is even if you make $10 million a year, right? Life in America is too stressful. And also, like, American culture is not very, sabai. Sabai means happy, and both in Khmer and also Thai. I need to say this more, right? So as a consequence, even if you use like a trillionaire in Beverly Hills, you still get murdered on the 405 in your Rolls Royce, right? And, you know, your five kids across your two wives in three different private schools, like, they're gonna have problems and stuff like that. Life ain't so good, right? And so life ends up being kind of miserable and stressful forever. Now, the panacea and the antidote is, I don't know, like, it's impossible to change things, right? Like, you can't, like, it's difficult to control your mood. You cannot, nobody can control the markets. Not even God can control the markets. And what can you control? You can control where to live, right? You could control to, like, you have the choice of living in Miami Beach, or you have the power to live in Phnom Penh, or you have the power to live in, you know, whatever place, right? And typically, my thought is, and this is where it makes sense, like, okay, assuming you're an investor or, like, some sort of self-employed, whatever, right? Like, even if you use a digital nomad, here in Phnom Penh, Russian market area, you could rent a pretty nice, you know, fully furnished apartment, brand new, full of like $500 a month, $300 a month. If you really want to slum it, you could afford like probably like $120 a month, right? And then you could live super scrappy and make it work out for you. And anyways, as a consequence, this becomes interesting because you don't have to be like twiddling your thumbs waiting for Bitcoin to 10x or 100x or 1000x because you already done locked it. Like, boom, you can automatically 10x your money instantly. Now, how does this change your life? I would actually say only the primary thing is, okay, first, you'll be healthier, right? Like, you could afford a 90-minute massage for $20, right? Get whenever. And essentially, like, you no longer get limited by time. You only get limited by opportunity cost of money. So for example, you have the power to get a 90-minute massage or go to the gym and work out or go back to your apartment, jump in the pool, hot sauna, steam sauna, take a nap, whatever, right? Or you have the power to do whatever else, right? Or you have the power to buy the matte blue, baby blue, pink Rolls Royce, right? Yeah, right? And so, wow, good morning. Life is good, life is good. And yeah, like, so for me at this point, right, like, I mean, the market has high velocity, high energy. It, like, the market, Bitcoin power, whatever, right? Imagine, like, it's like jet fuel on crack, right? Like, would you rather for the rest of your life drive the 2006 Toyota Prius, or would you rather have, you know, X other car, right? And I was even randomly thinking about it too. Probably the most interesting engine right now for me is actually the Lamborghini V8, Tema Mario, right? Tema Mario, the V8 bi-turbo hybrid. Plug-in hybrid? Is it plug-in hybrid? I'm not even sure, right? Engine, right? Because I think everyone gets suckered by the suicide doors or the Lamborghini doors or the scissor door. Does this But the simple solution is just chop off your doors, right? Like, you don't need doors. Like Doc says from back there, so where we're going, we don't need doors, right? So if you automatically want to de-Lambo-fy yourselves, right? Just chop off the doors and put on the nylon safety harnesses that like they do in dune buggies, right? You don't need doors. Doors are for losers, right? Or you could throw suicide doors on your Prius or whatever, right? Yeah, because essentially what you want to do is you want to go, like, two things. You got to think about the next 30 years, guys. I mean, I don't know how old you is, right? But, like, let's assume you're going to live to be 120, do the math, right? So even if you're 70, 80 years old, what if I told you with 100% certainty you have at least another 40 years of your life ahead of you? And you could do it as healthily as you can as, like, a very fit 37-year-old demigod Eric Kim mode, right? So anyways, two things. First, kind of prepare yourself for the long race. Life is kind of more of a marathon, a long distance thing, rather than a short sprint, right? So once again, you gotta pace yourself, right? 8 to 12 hours of sleep a night, eat super well every single night. Memento mori, which means remember you must die. Memento vivere, remember you must live. Focus on your health and everything will be A-OK.